This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Last day this week for us in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts, on our way to sunny Fort Myers, Florida, and 4 days of shows this week from JetBlue Park. Tomorrow morning, Alex Cora will start it off this week on this show. So Alex Cora tomorrow morning. I got to clarify that, because we were talking about the scam documentaries and scam movies about the Australian woman who pretended to have cancer.
Crikey.
So there's like 10 different things. If you want to watch the dramatized version on Netflix, that is called Apple Cider Vinegar. Good, I would say. The documentary on Netflix is called Instagram's Worst Con Artist. Better. But I prefer a documentary. I think it's well documented. So you might prefer the dramatized version. And then the Scamanda thing is a different woman who pretended that she had cancer to get attention and to get money. So that has been clarified. Thank you to those who listen to the show and are more cogent than I am. Shime, let's get right to They Said It, please.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me facing. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right. Time for a quick back and forth on what they said over the weekend. Where do you want to start this morning, Sean?
Greg, I think we should start with Don Sweeney. Don Sweeney talked about the Charlie McAvoy injury and was asked if he would need a follow-up surgery. And then there were follow-up questions about his care from Team USA during the Four Nations face-off, which Don Sweeney tried to dance around those questions a little bit. Here was Don Sweeney.
No, a follow-up surgery, it's unlikely, but I'll let Pete. Yeah, yeah.
The original injury.
No, I don't think so at this time, but again, we'll let the healing, you know, take place and allow the infection stuff to make sure it's gone, and it'll be reevaluated. It's unlikely the nature of that injury, but, you know, again, I'll let Dr. Asness and Charlie determine the course of action and the timeline necessary for him to fully heal.
John, was the organization happy with it? Care that Charlie got after the injury in Montreal?
Again, the care that Charlie received here is what's most important from a standpoint of where his health is at now, and that's all that really matters. Dr. Asness's team, as I stated, did a great job.
I feel like it was preventable.
Yeah, again, I'm not going to talk and get into any more details in terms of Charlie. I gave you the update in terms of how Charlie's doing, and that's what we're grateful for.
Yeah, okay. Right. The answer is no, not happy with the care that he got. Curtis, you might be interested. Dr. Diana was filling me in on this.
A new doctor?
Yeah. I don't know if I've mentioned her on the show or
that's
not.
Great. Happy for you.
But she used to be the team doctor for the Erie Otters in the AHL.
Right, of course. Calder
and,
Cup.
She was suggesting, she said 100% certainty, he got that thing shot up during the game.
Okay.
And the issue that they didn't do was dress the point of entry.
Yep.
Same thing happened to Bonnie Blue. But they didn't take enough care of the where they put it in. So then he put his gear back on.
Right.
And the sweaty, grungy hockey the shoulder pads.
Right.
Sending that infection basically right into the shoulder.
Right. And then clean it out and cover it up enough.
And that's, have you ever had a mid-game
cortisone? Halftime, yeah.
Halftime cortisone shot.
Yeah.
I used to have shots mid-game all the time.
You got to make sure you, clean it.
Would they do it in the locker room? Yes. That was her other thing was, you take them out somewhere else. You don't do it sitting there.
Well, not in the actual locker room, but off to the side in another room is the training area where guys that may get nicked up go in. But it's all about cleaning it and making sure you're bandaging it up nice before you put your uniform back on. Yeah.
Well, Don Sweeney basically giving you the uncle on this season yesterday, and with Hampus Lindholm out for the rest of the year and no idea on how long you're going to be without Charlie McAvoy, we are on to 2026, I guess.
And should have been on to 2026 anyways.
And not good for your four nations moving forward.
Well, I mean,
isn't Tkachuk banged up a little bit, Matthew? And they're obviously
they were dealing with they were dealing with the stomach, the norovirus. At least Brady was.
But I thought Matthew had a leg injury.
Yeah.
And so Florida, obviously a team that, won the Stanley Cup last year. They're right, obviously in the mix, and their best player gets banged up in this, obviously going out in there giving his all. So, I guess moving forward, then you have the Charlie McAvoy thing. Is this something that...
I just hate the amount of excuses. The organization, I know Neely's not going anywhere, and it's unlikely Sweeney is, I guess, at this point. But don't you think the whole thing just needs a reboot? They had built great teams. They were unsuccessful. Yeah. They didn't live up to their potential. I don't blame Don Sweeney for the loss to the Blues. He built a great team. I don't blame him for the first round exit after the greatest regular season. But it's been a while. And as Wiggy often points out, you wouldn't tolerate it with the Patriots.
Nope.
You fired what many people believe the greatest coach of all time after four bad years or 4 years without a playoff win.
Right.
The Red Sox, you wouldn't tolerate it.
Nope.
So why are the Bruins who's to say?
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That Sweeney's next coach will be a Stanley Cup winning coach. I mean, how many guys can you hire and fire that then go on to have success elsewhere, showing that it may be your roster before you lose your job?
It's just really difficult. It's going to be, if it's a full retool or whatever, I mean, Cam calls it a retool. It's mm-hmm. like a rebuild.
Right.
I mean, you've got Pasternak. You're negotiating with Marchand. Okay, but what's Brad Marchand going to give you? Two more seasons?
Nothing. Like, you shouldn't be renegotiating with Brad Marchand. You should be trading him at the deadline. Let him walk.
That's blasphemy to say around
Who
here.
Cares? You need to strip it down to the studs as much as you can. And it's hard because a lot of these guys have big contracts like your Elias Lindholm and your Hampus Lindholm and Nikita Zadorov, but you have to strip it down as much as possible.
So really, McAvoy and Pasternak are the only two that you would...
You build around Pasta, McAvoy, Swayman. The one at each level and go from there. Everybody else is expendable, in my opinion. And in order to reset, you need a total roster reset. The locker room is clearly a mess right now. Mm-hmm. You need to just keep your three best players, one at each level of the ice, and then go from there.
But the problem is they're like stuck in the Danny Ainge Celtics era where the ownership are a little hesitant to move on from a great player for that organization. And I don't know if maybe they don't even have to move on from Cam, but is Cam willing to say, I have to get somebody in to replace Sweeney? And if he's not willing to do that, then you're just bringing back, you know, the same type of front office, and you're saying, all right, who's the new coach we're going to hire? And then now if this new coach doesn't do it, now you're kind of back to square one.
All right, we should take a quick break and then continue with the rest of They Said It, if we can do it that way, Shime. Courtney is out. She will be back to work tomorrow morning with us at JetBlue Park. Filling in for her when it comes to trending, here is Shime.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Ortho Laser. The Celtics stay hot. They grabbed their fifth win in a row yesterday, beating the Knicks 118-105. Tatum led the way with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. They head to Toronto to take on the Raptors tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 7. The other winter team, which we were just talking about, your Boston Bruins, have now lost 3 in a row. They fell to the Ducks 3-2 on Saturday. They'll attempt to get a win tomorrow as they welcome in the Maple Leafs. Puck drop for that one is at 7. Ovechkin closing in on Gretzky's all-time goals record. He had a hat trick yesterday, putting him only 13 away from becoming the NHL's all-time leading goal scorer, which would be an amazing accomplishment for Alex Ovechkin. And the Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays yesterday in spring training action 8-7. We got to see Garrett Crochet for almost 2 innings. He was great. Today's game against the Yankees has been postponed. Originally a 1 o'clock game, now at 4:05 this afternoon due to inclement weather in Fort Myers this morning. You can catch it.
So rescheduled, not postponed.
Yeah.
Sorry, am I using the wrong word? Is that
postponed means it's not being
postponed
played?
Postponed would mean it's
does
not,
it?
It's
Doesn't
not
postponed it. Just mean rescheduled? Aren't they synonymous?
No.
All right. Uh-oh.
Okay. Yeah, all right.
I mean, it could be rescheduled, but it's not today. Like, you can postpone a
game. It was pushed to later in the day at 4:05 this afternoon.
You just do a time check.
Yeah.
Classic Gresh time check.
First pitch will happen a little later than scheduled.
Yep, exactly. No big deal. Let's still play today. No
Let's
problem.
Play too.
Uh-huh. You can catch it on AM 850 and across the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. Will Fleming and Cooper Boardman will have the call of the game for you today. Trending Now was brought to you by Ortho Laser New England. If joint pain has you sidelined, do what Lou Maloney did. Get back in the game without surgery at Ortho Laser New England. Online at ortholaserne.com. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Shimer. It is raining in Fort Myers, but here in Boston, it's 26, partly cloudy, afternoon high, a balmy 42.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university's studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.